اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Now, we will be, inshallah, practicing the first ayah to ayah 5 of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay? Now, let's listen to this ayat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitab la rayba fih. هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
In the third ayah, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, I want Ali Nasir to recite this, then inshallah we'll have a short explanation about this ayah, and then we'll go on for practical practices.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن ما شاء الله. So I'll recite once. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. Okay. So, الذين refers to المتقين. Okay. The God-worthy people. Those who fear Allah Almighty. Those who have taqwa, virtue. Okay. Those who are pious, actually, we say in English. Okay. So what does taqwa mean? Taqwa has a lot of meanings. Okay, it has a broad meaning. So very shortly, I can tell you what I've understood from taqwa is this: that taqwa means to have Allah's remembrance always with you, to remember Allah Almighty always. For example, God forbid, okay, you're going somewhere, maybe you're about to commit a sin, remember Allah Almighty. This is called taqwa. Okay. Or whenever you want to, for example, do a good thing, okay? Remember Allah to do that good thing for the sake of Allah Almighty. This is also taqwa. Taqwa means to do good things and for the sake of Allah Almighty, to avoid bad things for the sake of Allah Almighty. This is called taqwa. The easy meaning of taqwa, okay? Taqwa is like a brick. Brick, you know? Like a car has a brick, yes? So you're moving too fast, you're speeding up, okay? So when it comes to, for example, red lights, okay? Brake.
I have a question. Okay,
stop there. Otherwise, you will be punished. Yes?
Is avoiding sin like a good deed?
Yeah, avoiding sin is
sawab?
A good deed. Yes. Of course. If you avoid sin, okay, you will have the reward. The reward of avoiding sins. Okay? So, now, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So, the attributes that Allah Almighty is explaining, those who are muttaqin. Who are muttaqin? Number one. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. You know unseen? The world which we have not seen yet. Close your eyes. You see a lot of things. You see a lot of things that you have not, you cannot see them with these eyes. But when you close your eyes, you can see them. Right? For example, I'm just making an example. So the unseen is this, that we don't know about that world. Okay? About the hereafter. Okay? يؤمنون بالغيب. Maybe it refers to what? To the hereafter. So muttaqin are those who believe in the hereafter. So nobody has seen the heavens. Nobody has seen the hellfire. Have you seen? We have not seen the hellfire. We have not seen the paradise yet, okay? But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has seen, okay? And he has told us about them, okay? Now muttaqin are those who believe in the sayings of the Prophet, what Prophet has brought us. And it has a lot of other meanings. But so one thing, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ and وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. What does it mean? Who maintain
prayer.
It means who always care about the prayer. Okay? Our teacher once, he was saying that there are some people, okay, that for the Fajr prayer, they are trying to make a golden Fajr prayer, okay? To pray a golden Fajr prayer. We said, oh, this is going to be a very good one. Golden prayer, okay? I want to do this. I asked my teacher, what is that golden prayer? How can I do this? He laughed at me. He said, golden prayer, I mean that people do not pray at the exact time, the first time. For example, Adhan announces, they do not pray at that time. They are sleeping, okay, in the morning. They are asleep. Then when it's about to sunrise, okay, they go, do ablution, do wudu, okay, and they start. First rak'at is before the sunrise, okay? The second rak'at is after the sunrise. This is called golden one. So, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. This is the third attribute of muttaqin. That وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend, okay, their savings, they spend what they have, okay, in the way of Allah Almighty. They spend whatever we have given them. Allah Almighty gives us money, okay? It comes from Allah Almighty. The blessings, the rizq, okay, the food, the meals that we have, all from Allah Almighty. The knowledge that we have from Allah Almighty, it is, okay? So, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spread this. Okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So that's a short explanation about this ayah. I think it was a long one. But let's go to the tajweed rules in this ayah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ, the first important point that you have to remember, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hussein Ruhullah, okay? You should remember that الَّذِينَ, pronunciation of الَّذِينَ ذَال, ذِينَ يَمَدِّي, الَّذِينَ, and also starts with alif, Hamzatul Wasl, yes? الَّذِينَ starts with Hamzatul Wasl. What was the rule for Hamzatul Wasl?
If it is in the beginning of ayah.
Yeah, if it's in the beginning of an ayah.
We will recite it.
You got to read the Hamzatul Wasl. So it's pronounced. But we had different cases. Sometimes we put a kasra on down Hamzatul Wasl, sometimes a fatha on the top, sometimes a dhamma on the top. But we recited this way. Al-Ladina. With a fatha. Why is that?
Because after the Hamzatul Wasl, we have Huruful Shamsi.
The sun letters, you mean?
Yeah.
That's great, but that's not complete answer. Even if we have moon letters, we put a fatha.
We have tashdeed.
Even if we don't have tashdeed, we still put a fatha on the top.
Because of the word's meaning.
No.
That dal is from the sun letter.
Doesn't matter. It is a sun letter or it's a moon letter. Okay, it doesn't matter.
What about lam?
No, it no. The thing is that if any word starts with hamzatul wasl plus lam, al, lam ta'rif, okay, the defining now lam. So you put a fatha on the top. Surah Al-Fatiha starts with Alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then Alhamdulillah. Alif Lam, yes or no? Hamzatul Wasl, Lam. So Al, that's it. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ard, As-Sama. Any word that starts with Hamzatul Wasl plus Lam, any word that has this Lam al-Ta'rif, you put a Fatha on the top, okay, Hussein? Okay?
Yes.
And read it. So now, Hussein Rahullah, read it.
الذين يؤمنون.
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. Now, Ali Nasir, do we have any other alif lam or no? Hamzatul wasl plus lam. Do we have any word having hamzatul wasl and lam for what?
والذين.
وَالَّذِينَ again, yes.
Huh.
In the next ayah. No, in this ayah.
بِالْغَيْب.
بِالْغَيْب, yeah, we have بِالْغَيْب. You read it بِالْغَيْب because you joined the previous letter. That's why you skip Hamzatul Wasl here, yes?
Yes.
But, what if you do not read that ba? What if you start from the word غَيْب, alif lam plus غَيْب? How do you read it?
الْغَيْب.
الْغَيْب again. Easy. But whenever you join the previous words with that word having Hamzatul Wasl, you skip Hamzatul Wasl. Bil Ghaib, right? That's it. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Okay. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. You join يُقِيمُونَ with صَلَاةِ. Yes? So here Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. So if you read the word صَلَاةِ with Alif and Lam, how do you read it?
الصَّلَاةِ.
الصَّلَاةِ. What if you stop here? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. How do you stop?
Ta marbuta. Change to ha.
Ta marbuta changes to ha. Yes. And?
Mat ar dhil sukun?
Not actually.
No?
No, the harakat I mean. The harakat of ta marbuta will be changed to?
Ha sukun. Plus sukun.
Yes. So, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِمَّا. We have mim. I told you once, minma it is actually, yes?
Yeah.
So here is, we have ghunna here, and also idgham. Mimma razaqnahum, qaf, sakin, qutb jat letter, what rule is applied?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. How do you say? Razaq.
Yes.
Say it.
Razaqnahum.
Razaqnahum, ahsan. Yunfiqoon. Nun sakin plus qaf plus fa.
Rule
is applied. Ikhfa is applied. Yunfiqun. Now listen to this ayah and repeat after me.
Al-lazina yu'minun bil-ghaybi wa yuqimun as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Inshallah, in the next session, we will be talking about the next ayah. Let's recite a salawat and we will be back, inshallah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان